Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. China continues to aggressively bully nations of the world. The Philippines this morning is accusing a Chinese Coast Guard ship of targeting a Philippine Coast Guard vessel with a military-grade laser and temporarily blinding some of the crew in the disputed South China Sea, calling it a blatant violation of Manila's sovereign rights. Another high-altitude object was shot down yesterday, the third in the last few days, and the fourth this month.
An F-16 fighter jet shot down the object over Lake Huron between Michigan and Canada. NORAD Commander General Glenn Van Herk said yesterday there's much we still don't know.
That's why it's so critical to get our hands on these so that we can further assess and analyze what they are.
The action was authorized by President Biden after the Defense Department assessed it as a security risk. The Pentagon says this latest object was flying near sensitive DOD sites and also that at 20,000 feet, it posed a risk to air traffic. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
73 total points were scored in Sunday's Super Bowl game. The Chiefs, with seconds remaining, kicked a 27-yard field goal to win the championship 38-35 over Philadelphia. Kansas City head coach Andy Reid on Fox Sports.
I contributed that to the offensive line, Pat Mahomes, and the rest of the offensive players. They did a great job. Eric Bieniemy was tremendous down the stretch there, putting things together.
Multiple whistleblowers have come forward to expose the secret political weaponization of the FBI behind closed doors. Republican Jim Jordan said, "In my time in Congress, I've never seen anything like this," end quote. Former 12-year FBI agent Nicole Parker on Capitol Hill.
In all humility, I hope to make an impact in creating a stronger agency, which is what Americans deserve.
Parker explained the FBI principle shifted dramatically on her watch. This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
A San Antonio, Texas man was shot in the chest by an off-duty police officer after police say he used the officer's taser on him while being escorted out of the Twin Peaks restaurant. According to police, some type of disturbance took place inside the restaurant and staff asked him to leave. When he refused to go, an off-duty Somerset police officer, who was working as security at the time, was asked to forcibly remove the customer from the premises. The suspect was taken to University Hospital in critical condition. A humanitarian crisis is growing in Syria following last week's deadly earthquakes.
The president and CEO of the International Rescue Committee said that hundreds of thousands are in danger since only one humanitarian crossing from Turkey is currently open.
Grave danger of a secondary crisis, ill health, injuries not treated, economics just out of the window.
David Miliband on ABC's This Week said the United Nations found that opening up more humanitarian corridors along the Turkish border was the best way to help Syrians caged in by political upheaval and violence.
The Syrian government is going to allow aid to go into this rebel-held area from the government-controlled side.
He also called on the U.S. to use its diplomatic and political presence to help get aid into Syria. I'm John Schaefer.
96% of Los Angeles Unified School District non-teacher employees are given the okay to strike. Members of the union representing bus drivers, custodians, cafeteria workers, special education assistants, and other essential school workers say they will strike if negotiations fail. Lance Pryde, USA News.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, happy Monday to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, back on the East Coast. I am Bill Martinez. Great to have you with us. Balloons and flying objects over the air, a little distraction with the Super Bowl taking place and people wondering, is she or is she not? And then we found out, in fact, she is Prego. And so life goes on, and here we are with Steve Bonta to make sense of it all. Steve, of course, the executive senior editor who writes on economics, foreign affairs, and American politics for the New American Magazine. Hey, Steve, you got it all together now? Everything has all made sense. The weekend is secure, and now we run into a whole new 7 days.
Well, Bill, I would say very little makes sense, particularly the inexplicable loss of the Eagles yesterday. But I say that as a native Pennsylvanian, but, you know.
Yes, I understand.
The universe can be a baffling place.
Well, you know, and the thing is, and it was unfortunate, the field, the way, you know, there was, and of course, whenever things there's a discrepancy, all things come into play, but both teams were slipping on that field. I can't imagine a Super Bowl field like that, you know, having that kind of problem. I mean, that's just unacceptable, in my humble opinion.
Yes.
Thank God nobody got hurt, you know, on top of it. And the only people that got hurt were, I guess, some of us that had to weather some of the commercials. I mean, to think that they, you know, they spent $7 million per 30 seconds. I mean, it's a lot of money to be spending. And, of course, you know how they hyper those values anyway, is that they end up giving people $7 million in kind of advertising along with it. It's kind of a package deal. But they tell everybody in order to hyper the value of those spots, you know, oh, they're now $7 million. But, yeah, okay, $7 million, well, we'll go along with it.
A million here and a million there, and pretty soon you're talking real money.
I guess you can. I know, whole deal. So anyway, let's look in the rearview mirror for just a bit here, because the fact of the matter is we still have reality to deal with. And people are still, you know, scratching their heads over the State of the Union. You write old wine in new bottles. What do you mean?
Well, what I meant was that, it's the same old, just repackaged perhaps. As a the sort of, I mean, the thing that a lot of commentators noted and during and after the address was how stylistically similar and even in some cases substantially similar to something that, you know, that Trump might have said was Biden's latest State of the Union thing. So, I guess if I were to grade it as just as a speech, leaving aside the occasional and expected gaffes, it wasn't that bad a speech. And that in itself is saying something. But if you look at it, you know, so he actually tried to push a lot of the right buttons. And see, they talked about bringing jobs back to the United States and bringing back the manufacturing base. I mean, all very Trumpian. But on the other hand, really most of it was just the same old pap we've been hearing since the 1930s New Deal. To wit, there is no problem for which bigger and more creative government cannot be the solution. You know, it went on and on and on. And, of course, this has become so routine that I think comparatively few people even really question the wisdom anymore. But when he talks about how we need to crack down on this sector and that sector and, you know, accusing the executives and stockholders of the oil corporations, for example, of illicit profit-taking, you know, betrays the same abysmal ignorance of how the market works, how businesses are run, that was on display, you know, in our grandparents' day, and they with FDR and the New Deal. That has not changed. And, the fact that Biden is a creature of official Washington, of politics. As far as I'm aware, he's never held what we like to call a real job. You know, like most career politicians in the Democratic Party, he does not know what it means to meet a payroll. Neither do I, by the way. I'm an academic by profession, but I can appreciate it in the sense that I have held a number of, you know, jobs working for people who do have to meet a payroll and have to deal with, you know, grapple with the real world issues, competition, all these types of things, not to mention all of the problems that government characteristically creates for the private sector. So that was dismaying, and many, many other things as well. Obviously, the anti-gun rhetoric and all the rest of this. None of this is new. It's just the same old thing, but, you know, new bottles in the sense that, superficially Biden tries to extend an olive branch to the Republican Party, at least, you know, congratulating Kevin McCarthy and addressing his Republican friends, quote unquote, several games, only to turn on them and show his true colors when he accuses them of, you know, wanting to do away with Social Security and Medicare. And, you know, not all of them, of course, but enough of them, you know, in his own sort of fumbling, bumbling, avuncular way, just as partisan and as willing to introduce the other side as Trump ever was. So, but of course, unlike Donald Trump, of course, he receives effusive praise from the mainstream media. Oh, what a great, you know, great speech this was. Possibly the greatest speech he's ever given. Possibly the greatest State of the Union address ever. Possibly the greatest speech since the Sermon on the Mount. Well, I don't know if they said that, but I'm sure they were thinking it. So.
Yeah, they could have gone. That was the next hyperbole that they could go to, no doubt. You wonder, Steve, when the electorate is just going to be tired of being insulted. Because, you know, they insult the intelligence. I mean, speeches like this, you would hope at the end of the day, would be substantive and that they would enlarge you. What this did was just fill you up with a lot of manure. And, you know, we're treated like mushrooms, as they said, kept in the dark and just fed all kinds of manure. And you couldn't come away from that and say, well, you know, I was enlightened. I was inspired. Here is the leader of the free world. And you're just waiting. You're kind of having to, you're almost having to fill in the blanks. Like you said, he makes a statement about the energy sector. And it, like people are really that stupid that they don't realize that. I mean, he does kind of, you know, laughingly say, well, you know, come on, guys, you know, we're going to need fuel at least for the next 10 years, maybe or not. But I mean, it's like, wait a minute. People understand an investment in oil, you know, to manufacture and refine oil. You're talking about an 8 to 10 year investment, billions of dollars before you see a return. Now, on that promise that you've got another 10 years, are you going to want to invest in it? Not to mention the fact that he's single-handedly done everything he can to kill oil and fossil fuels in this country at grave expense, has put into action this recession and inflation that we're having to deal with. I mean, that single one thing that he did has done this, Steve, and people aren't quite, I don't know if they're just, I don't know what they're hoping for, or is it just that you hate Donald Trump so much that you have no other choice but you got to love Joe Biden? You know, what is it?
Well, you want the long answer or the short answer?
Well, we've got 45 seconds, so give me what you got. We can always pick it up on the other side.
All right. Well, you know, I mean, again, this isn't new either. I mean, people have allowed themselves to be gulled by this sort of rhetoric for a long time. I think part of it is that we have such a complex, successfully complex society now that everyone's a specialist. and no one stops to think of, carefully about what other people's roles are. And so it's easy for politicians to divide and conquer and to say, well, you know, everything's the fault of Big Pharma or the energy corporations or whatever. And it's impossible for anyone, you know, really to be an expert in everything. And so people just throw up their hands and say, well, you know, he's the leader. I guess he knows what he's talking about.
Got to pick it up from there on the other side.
Zoomer
more from Stephen.
Zoomer has always been nature's very own antibiotic. And only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience. Just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own. So stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Every one of us invests in what matters to us, yes? From subscriptions to Netflix or iTunes to a protein shake or new shoes, they bring a sense of joy and value to our lives. It's also important that we have a country to save. The Bill Martinez Show has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported the show have been compelled to not advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with the Bill Martinez Show this year? Your one-time tax-deductible gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of the Bill Martinez Show. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of the Bill Martinez Show would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in at $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Make your best tax-deductible gift right now. BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. A little bit Henri too once in a while. I mean, hey, look, we got to have a little bit of spice. A little Hispanic flavor here. Why not? We've got Stephen Bonta with us. He's the executive senior editor who writes on economics, foreign affairs, and American politics for the New American Magazine. Stephen, I don't know about you, but one of the things that I realized quite a while ago that there has been a paradigm shift. you know, we've, you know, routinely have referred to politics being downstream culture. But what I have seen, what's happened here, and why culture is so mean-spirited, is because politics has really gotten out of its lane, and it's taken over. And so what's happening now is culture is more downstream politics than the other way around. And this is added to the mean-spiritedness, the divisiveness of it all, and why we're being so controlled by these people here who are robbing us blind and leaving us with speeches that are, you know, are lacking.
Well, I mean, what's really happened, I think, is that we have developed this obsession with power and power relationships, which is really what politics in its raw form is. And I mean, this is something that, you know, avant-garde philosophers have been urging on us for several generations now, you know, the post-Spartist, Foucault and people like this who claim, to rapturous, acclaim in academia and other in the quarters of the elite that everything boils down to power. You know, there's no such thing as a relationship or a social circumstance that's not at root based on some sort of power dynamic. And this is false. I know it's false. Power is one of many human impulses that are out there. But it really that mentality has insidiously captured all of our culture. So, you know, even something that's supposed to be more or less dispassionate, science, for example, has been completely and utterly politicized. I mean, even now they talk about things like mathematics and traditional logic and so forth as being power based because it is allegedly, you know, something that came out of, you know, the white dominated Western culture. You know, it's couched in terms of racism, race. Everything, it seems, is just suffused and compenetrated with this idea of power, power, power. And, right. In our hearts, honest people, I'd like to think I'm one of them, but honest Americans, understand there's something wrong about that. You know, I mean, but that's what's happened. And so when we say that things have become politicized, what we mean really is that we just sort of want to regard everything as a contest of power. Rather than, something else.
Yeah. Based well, Mike on, makes right. I mean, we're back to the days of the round table. And this is, you know, what we're missing here, and you bring up an excellent point here, is we're missing the higher calling. The higher calling is liberty. This is why liberty is so feared by the power brokers and those that are insatiated or so lustful, I should say, in pursuit of power. And when liberty breaks through, they become powerless. And what our government, again, I look at the brilliance of our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution. It is absolutely brilliant when you think about it and you study the nuances of it. And what it belies is this, you know, this aspect of liberty that puts the power in the hands of the people and those who can understand its influence and can understand the benefit of said liberty and what it does for all when we're all free. I mean, it allows us to be the best version of ourselves, in my humble opinion, Steve. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's the whole point of having lived in other countries where government is nearly or entirely in charge of everything that everyone does. I've seen this firsthand that if you talk to people from other cultures, it is commonplace. I remember as a boy a long time ago, my father, who worked in a university and often had contact, you know, with foreign students. I remember his telling me one time, he said, you know, the interesting thing about many, many foreign students, particularly from the so-called third world portions of the world, is that all they ever talk about is the government. You know, the government should do this. The government should do that. Now, this was 50 years ago. He told me this.
Right.
I don't know why I remember it, but I do. And it made an impression on me. And he was a liberal. So, you know, for him to say that was quite striking. And it's definitely true. If you go, to Africa, Asia, Latin America, you see that politics seems to consume everyone's life. You know, you constantly see little cars driving around with loudspeakers blaring political slogans, even when they're not an active electoral scene. It's that everything and everything is seen through the lens of government. And, you know, we have, you know, when you hear politicians on our side say things like we've become a banana republic or a third world country, that's really what they mean, is that our habits of thought are becoming more and more like those of some third world country. And correspondingly, our society and our economy are being dragged down to that similar level as everything becomes subordinate to politics.
And who's responsible for this, Steve?
Well, I think we all are to a degree. And, you know, as we're talking about just before the break, you know, we've become so atomized. We've become, to some extent, victims of our own success. A long time ago, the economist Henry Hazlitt, who's one of my favorite authors, made a very interesting observation. He said that one of the problems posed by a free and open society is it allows almost the infinite division of labor and specialization and the growth of growth and progress, which lead to tremendous technological complexity. So we're immersed in a world of all these things whose functions are mysterious to us. No one alive knows how to build a cell phone single-handedly, but we all use them, right? And so as these chains of production become so incredibly complex, people become separated one from another in terms of doing it. As I remarked on the break before the break, under those conditions, it's very easy to be gulled by people, you know, in power who want us to blame someone else, you know, in some industry that we personally know very little about, because frankly, you know, we all have a finite amount of time on our hands. We can't all be experts on everything. All right. And so, so the only remedy for that is to become more educated as to principles, and to say, well, you know, I may not know everything about the energy sector, or the healthcare sector, the big pharma sector, whatever, but I do understand the basics of free market economics, how the market
exactly
works. I understand the principles, and therefore, you know, what I'm hearing this politician say, in this case, President Biden, the State of the Union, it sounds suspect to me. And we don't, we don't have the requisite level of education right now. So that, if anything, is probably a beginning to the solution.
Well, it's an excellent point that you bring out, because we've been, shouting from the timbers, for the last couple of years, a return to first principles. You know, we got to understand what the mission is, what it's all about. And to your point, it's not that we need to know every intricate aspect of a cell phone or whatever. It's the same thing about electricity. We don't understand, but we go to the wall, we flip the button and the light goes on, we're happy. It doesn't go on, we're not happy, So, after everything is all said and done, we have that light switch there for a reason. And that is that when we flip it, it better produce on what it's expected to do, and like everything else, right? And that it produces in a way for the good of humanity.
Yes, and of course, electricity is an excellent example. And then when you start having rolling blackouts in your state or something, and the politicians insist, well, the reason is because, the utility companies are doing this and their predatory practices and on and on and on. And you say, okay, I have no idea how electricity is actually produced, where it comes from, so I guess they must be telling the truth. Whereas if I'm grounded in principles, my first instinct will be to say, that sounds fishy to me, the market should be able to deliver this service, and why are things changing,
Exactly.
So,
and your job is to just win the game. I don't care about the other stuff. Just win the pick and game, right?
Absolutely.
It comes down to the bottom line. My old mentor used to say, Steve, he said, your charm is only as good as your bottom line. Can you deliver on your promise?
Yes.
And here we are historically. This is what has made America great, is for many years and decades we've been able to deliver on our promises. And then you get the government that comes involved and they throw in regulations and their arrogance to somehow think that they are in charge and they're the ones to absolutely affect this stuff. Whether it's climate or anything else to do with the economy. It is absolutely it's absolute hubris, all I can say. Steve Bonta, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. Take care.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Guys, are you getting up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? As we get older, so do our prostates, and that can mean urinary problems that affect our sleep and quality of life. Life is better outside the bathroom. Real Health's Prostate Complete can help you relieve those annoying and painful prostate symptoms. Available at Walmart or visit realhealth.com for more information and to order yours today. Try it risk-free with our 120-day money-back guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease.
USA News Update. The Pentagon is reporting another object has been shot down. A fourth flying object was brought down Sunday afternoon at 20,000 feet above Lake Huron. China's foreign ministry said it had no information on the last three flying objects shot down. Democrat Florida Representative Jared Moskowitz says he wants a little bit more than lip service from the White House.
I don't believe they can just kind of just continue to do this or try to you know, push this underneath the rug that, you know, we shot four things out of the sky over the last couple of days. Nothing to be concerned about.
China continues to bully nations of the world. The Philippines on Monday accused China Coast Guard of hitting a Philippine Coast Guard vessel with a military-grade laser and temporarily blinding some of its crew in the disputed South China Sea. Kansas City beat Philadelphia in Sunday's Super Bowl game 38-35. Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, we're back with you. 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. So what do you think? It came, it went, now we wait for the next Super Bowl, right? Obviously, Philadelphia, very disappointed with the results. You know, all in all, you know, a fairly good game. And again, you know, Patrick Mahomes, you just have to give him and, you know, the team credit, you know, to come back and, you know, they never, you know, never gave up. Well, that's the art of, you know, champions and the art of sportsmanship is and athleticism, and this is what we love to watch. You know, win, lose, or whatever. You know, to see, you know, this kind of contest, and of course, you know, the big thing of the game. We got Dr. Paul Kengor with us right now, and Paul, we're just talking about the Super Bowl. You know, a good game, I think, you know, overall, even as close as it was, you know, Patrick Mahomes did his traditional Patrick Mahomes kind of thing, even on half a leg, right?
Yeah, he was terrific, Bill. In fact, the previous two Super Bowls, he actually didn't play well. In fact, he had a pretty low passer rating. And last night, at one point in the fourth quarter, I think they put up his passer rating. It was something like 133. And I think 142, I believe, or 144 is the highest you can get. So he was really good. And that scramble that he did in the fourth quarter when he ran for what, like 25 or 30 yards. It was just really, really shocking.
Right.
So he was the hero. He made it happen. And a great night for him.
And he deserved the MVP award. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, totally. I mean, this
without a doubt.
Yeah, there is no doubt about this one. The one with the Rams, I guess it was just last year. I mean, and the Rams won this year, ended up winning only 5 or 6 games, but it was kind of a debate between Cooper Kupp, the receiver, Aaron Donald, who's from my alma mater, University of Pittsburgh, the defensive player, and Kupp got it. But I think in this one, there was no question that Mahomes deserved it more than anybody else, and I think the giant loser award here goes not to the Philadelphia Eagles, who played a good game, but once again to the city of Philadelphia, who responded with rioting and chanting after the Chiefs, and I noticed the piece posted at Breitbart before the game. They were already flipping cars over, and the game hadn't even started yet. Mm. And they had rioted a couple weeks ago when they won the NFC Championship. So, somebody who's very familiar with Philadelphia, I live on the other side of the state in Pittsburgh. The Philly fans riot when they win, when they lose, before the game, after the game, during the game. It really, really pretty sad display for the city that's supposed to be the founding city of America. It's just really become
exactly
a terrible place. It really has.
Yeah, and you wonder, Paul. I mean, this says so much about this particular area. As you say, it's embarrassing for the rest of Pennsylvania to look upon the people like this, and you go, where's law enforcement? To pull. I mean, come on, this isn't cute. This is absurd. It's certainly not civil. It's not representative of of the United States of America. Like everything else, I mean, it's amazing. Whether it's a political contest or otherwise, people want us to accept the results. Well, there's a way to do that. We were raised. You and I were raised with such a way that you win with humility and you lose accordingly. So that you're not pitching a fuss about stuff, right? This idea that you can, all in the name of free speech and what have you, you can turn things upside down like this is just absurd.
Yeah, and it's become a super liberal city. In fact, you probably remember, Bill, a few weeks ago, the Russian hockey player who was absolutely smeared because he didn't want to wear a gay pride flag. By the way, it wasn't even June.
Right.
It was like February or January.
Right, right.
And that was the Philadelphia Flyers. The city of Philadelphia or the franchise or whoever was trying to make him do it. And then he got dumped all over for that. And I should add, too, that as a Pennsylvanian, the state of Pennsylvania would never, ever, ever, ever vote Democrat for president if it wasn't for Philadelphia. If Philadelphia absolutely kills us, and here in Allegheny County, which is the county of Pittsburgh, which is in the western corner of the state, they usually vote Republican about 40%, which is really good for a county with a major city. But Philly goes Democrat something like 90-10. And also Philadelphia, they lie, steal, and cheat when it comes to elections. And for people listening saying, "Whoa, you're an election denier, are you?" Well, listen, they've been doing that in Philadelphia. They've been doing that in Philadelphia in every election for about 100 years. All right. It's a way of life there. In fact, the crazy liberals who got bent out of shape because we were questioning what was going on in Pennsylvania and Philadelphia in 2020. They do that every election. It's just a question of how much and if it's enough to swing the thing.
Exactly.
It's become a really corrupt city, and I guess I didn't expect to come on your show and dump all over Philadelphia.
Well, the Chamber of Commerce will, they're going to disinvite you from the luncheon that they had set up for you.
That's okay with me. In fact, I used to go to the city once a year for the annual gathering of the Philadelphia Society, which is a conservative academic group, and they've quit holding it there. They've quit holding the event there, and every time I went there, it was just miserable. The people were rude, and you didn't feel safe. And they have an extremely high murder rate. I think probably the worst cities in the country are probably Philadelphia and Chicago.
Right.
They're worse than New York, L.A., anywhere else. And I regret to say all of this because I am a proud native Pennsylvanian, and Philadelphia was the city of the founding of the country.
Exactly. Exactly.
Really.
Well, and here it is. I mean, here's the state that gives you John Fetterman. Now, come on.
Right.
And bless his heart, I mean, he's back in the hospital again. It's just like, wait a minute, it's not just the state, but every elected official has an impact in what happens in our country. I mean, is it getting to the point that we just, we jettison, Philadelphia or something, from the union or something? It's like, hey, forget about you divorcing us. We want to divorce you. I mean, you gotta have some intellect. You gotta bring something to the game here. And, your idea is John Fetterman. I mean, this is not a joke. I mean, this reminds me of a bad movie where they used to do these movies, say, oh, let's see who we can get elected, right? Let's see who we can get elected president, and we get some nincompoop in there. Oh, that's right. We're living that right now. I may have shared with you. I don't know if I shared with you or not, but I shared it with a couple of people that, when I was in Hawaii with the grandkids, we were watching the movie Lion King, right? And and suddenly it hit me. It hit me. I go, that's right. We got Scar. Scar is our president, and the hyenas are the deep state. And, the metaphorical, expression and appreciation suddenly hit me right square between my eyes. And I go, this is what we got. This is not, even John Kennedy said, John Kennedy out of Louisiana said, even in the animal world, they don't pick the weakest person to lead them. But, this is what we have, sadly. Just look at the results, two miserable years that we can slide so quickly from being energy independent on the brink of affecting Middle East peace. Kim Jong-un, his missiles are quieted. Putin is doing his thing quietly. And Xi is under control. We get, $400 billion worth of, trade benefit now coming to the United States. And in one fell swoop, Joe Biden says, I can do better. What's his idea of better?
Yeah.
Whatever he says, I guess, huh?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Whatever he says and whatever the mainstream media wants to get behind and try to gaslight us to believe, I guess that's what it is. It's needless to say, the hot mess continues and we're in the middle of it. He's the professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. Dr. Paul Kengor continues with us. It's 18 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay right where you are.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collection and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's V-I-N-E-T-O-B-A-R.com. Cold ship to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're talking with Dr. Paul Kengore, professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. Paul, we were talking about, Senator Fetterman, who's he's in the hospital. I mean, this is, this is sad. I mean, what kind of representation does this leave for Pennsylvania?
Well, and bringing it back, yeah, to our previous discussion in the last segment, with Fetterman, I mean, we knew all along. In fact, Bill, I might have even said it on your show back in October or November, that the plan here in Pennsylvania was that the Democrats win the governor's race, and they won with a candidate named Josh Shapiro, who's a big liberal, runs as a moderate, and they figured that as long as they could win the governorship, that if Fetterman got in there and the Democrats won that seat, then the Democratic governor could replace Fetterman with another Democrat. And so the goal was simply to win the seat. That's all.
Yes.
So right. Fetterman was basically, their Trojan horse, their puppet, their placeholder, whatever metaphor you want here. And we all figured that Fetterman would be replaced with his wife, who's probably a bigger liberal than he is. And yeah, she doesn't really have any background, but that doesn't matter for the Democrat. They just need somebody who can come in and vote for, gender neutral toilets and who knows her pronouns and all the other, earth shattering, critically important issues that face the Democrat, critical race theory and all that other junk. So all that matters for them is that he's in now. The Democrats have the seat. They have it for 6 years. The Republicans don't. So, they could put, they could have elected Bozo the Clown if they wanted to. And then hereafter, whoever it is will do whatever Charlie Schumer asks, whatever the Democrats ask. It'll be a perfectly reliable, right down the line, 100% Democrat liberal vote on every single instance. So they have a seat, and that's all that matters.
Yeah.
And they used this poor guy, made a fool out of him. And also another big part of this was before that disastrous Fetterman debate that came in late October that the whole country saw and was shocked by that point, Bill, there had been hundreds of thousands of mail-in ballots that had already been put in. So how badly Fetterman did in the debate really didn't matter because they had the mail-in ballots. And when you have large-scale mail-in balloting, the Democrats know that means that their people win every time. And if Republicans nationally do not get a handle on mail-in balloting, they're never going to win another seat again. The whole country will become California. They've got to get a handle on this.
Yeah, without a doubt. And that's the whole truth right there, because the evidence is empirical. Clearly, Paul, as you point out here, is Mrs. Fetterman, is she going to wear, you know, the sweatshirt hoodies like her husband? I mean, you know, they have matching hoodies. I mean, they're just so respectful, you know.
Yeah,
the whole idea of what, you know, politics has become. And is there any update? I didn't see any update on his health condition there, you know, and how he's doing other than he was in the hospital.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything new lately, but he probably should have spent the last, you know, 6, 8 to 10 months since about last May, you know, just recovering and resigning from the campaign trail. And really doing anything but campaigning, but the Democrats didn't care because they just wanted to win the seat so they could hold it, and they allowed this poor guy. I actually have sympathy for him now.
Yeah, I do too.
Even though he's you know, just a wild liberal, not the kind of person I would want to represent me, but they used him. They used him to win a seat. And now they won the seat, and now they're going to look at, what is option B? And the option B will be simply another Democrat. That's the point.
Well, and that's clear. I mean, they've used Joe Biden. They've used him. They just go right on down the line, right? I mean, this seems to be the format of the party. I want to transition over to.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I want to shift over to your latest article at Spectator.org, the American Spectator. More balloons for Biden, huh? Man, I'm telling you, we got balloons all over the place now. Are we dreaming about balloons?
It's crazy. Yeah. So first there was the Chinese spy balloon, which would have been, I guess, maybe about 10 days ago at this point, or about 2 weeks ago. And that was the one that started over above, you know, Alaska, West Coast, and was allowed to cruise all the way over the continental United States, snapping pictures of missile silos in Montana and whatever, you know, going on across the Midwest, all the way to the East Coast, you know, click, taking pictures all the way along. Yeah. And, you know, then we finally took it down once it got to the Atlantic. And, you know, I think, as I say in my piece, that wasn't just a spy balloon. I think that was a trial balloon by the Chinese communist leadership to see how Biden would react. And then immediately after that.
And the thing is, Paul, real quick, the other thing, though, that people don't want to talk about, and that is what kind of statement did that tell anybody else that has been reliant, like, let's just say Taiwan, for example, that is relying on the United States to, to protect them?
Right. Right. No, that's exactly right. And that's what all of this is. It's a challenge to Biden's leadership on what they can get away with. And then we had two other unidentified objects. They said the second one, there's been four altogether now, but the second one looked like it was about the size of a car. And that was shot down over Canada. And now I'm getting them all confused. And then there was the third one. I can't remember. Keep track where that one is. In fact, I wrote my piece for American Spectator. It was posted early afternoon yesterday. And so there had been three, and I wrote about three. And then by the time the Super Bowl kicked off, there was a fourth one announced. In fact, they held a press conference, the Pentagon. I think it was about 7:15, 7:30 p.m. I left the Super Bowl to go watch the press conference. And that one is an object that was shot down over Lake Huron in Michigan. So that's four altogether. I think it's four shot down in a span of about 10 days. And yeah, that's crazy. That is not a good situation, Bill. And I don't know where. Do you wonder
how many more? Yeah, do you wonder how many more there might be that we don't know about? I mean, because they're even suggested that during the Trump years that balloons were going over, and that NORAD was, I guess, the military, it suggested that, you know, they didn't think that Donald Trump should know about this. I mean, this is really crazy kind of stuff, you know, if that's the case.
Right. Yeah, and if there's indeed a sudden increased frequency, or if possible, maybe these are other satellites by companies or other people or who knows.
Mm-hmm.
But the last three were all at about 40,000 feet. And mm-hmm. so to say that indeed, you know, those are a threat to commercial aircraft. I mean,
exactly.
I was flying from Florida up to Reagan National Airport on Friday, from the East Coast to Florida. And I was watching the monitor. I think we hit about 38,000 feet. I mean, that's very, very close to something that could be floating there. And you're going 500 miles an hour in a jet. that's not a good situation. The original spy balloon was I think 60,000 feet, so you know that's not a threat. But you know, what are these? What's going on here? I guess I don't know all of this technology well enough. But if these additional ones are from China, maybe North Korea, mm-hmm. maybe Russia. I don't know, but I think they're probably a challenge to Biden by one of our adversaries.
Right. Well, and as you say, what that balloon can deliver, whether it's something of a nuclear capacity, we don't know, an EMP attack possibly. I mean, it could have been anything. I mean, like you said, all the trial balloons, see what you can get away with. And then, of course, the military, almost there's an after fact says, well, yeah, we kind of knew this was coming, so we covered up our missile silos. What?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this just sounds so goofy on its face. But, this is the Biden administration constantly. You're left with more questions than answers. And, it's just so frustrating. But, hey, look, this is the government that we the people have. And, unless we do something about this, and, of course, the first time we can do something about it again is two more years. And how much more damage can take place in the next couple of years?
Yeah, that's right. And in that Spectator piece that I have up today, I open up by talking about when Ronald Reagan first came into office and Bill Clark, who was his new national security advisor. So this was 1982. Clark had just started as national security advisor. Reagan was in his second year and they were looking for a place where the Russians were going to test us. And it turned out to be in Managua, Nicaragua. And it was the building of an airstrip down there. And Reagan said to Bill Clark and Al Haig, he said, you tell Anatoly Dobrynin, the Soviet ambassador, that if the Soviets put MiGs in that airport, we're going to take them out. We're going to take them out. And,
right.
and that was the message communicated. And the Soviets took them out themselves. They didn't put them in there. So, these tests of presidents are key. And Biden's first test, I'd say, was probably when we lost Afghanistan to the Taliban.
In
August when he first came in. And our adversaries have seen us as weak ever since. And I think that's probably why you're seeing the Chinese and others doing what they're doing right now, because they just have a sense that Biden's not up to snuff. And even
Without
if they're doing some of these things to be shot down, they still see him as weak and they don't respect him.
Exactly. And what about South China Sea? Do we even talk about that?
Yeah, yeah. No, that's
right. The militarization there and the threat on Taiwan. I mean, they own that. The world is in trouble. It's not just America. It is the world that's in trouble at that point, Paul.
Yeah, that's right. And the Chinese see the South China Sea as like a Chinese lake.
There it is.
They've seen it that way for a long time. That's their territory, they believe.
Dr. Paul Kengor, thank you, buddy. Take care.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all are.